So happy to be able to celebrate a baptism today with our whole parish family. These moments, I think, are always helpful for us to remember some of the mysteries that each of us have been brought into. That mystery of baptism in which God the Father has started a relationship with each of us. That the God of all the universe wants to know us and love us, and he even wants to talk to us. Now, that's something that should blow all of our minds, that God wants to speak to me and he wants to hear from me. There's actually an optional part of the baptism ceremony. You've known me long enough that even if something's optional, I'm probably going to do it. And so I want you to pay attention to it later in just a moment when we have the baptism. The optional practice is called the Ephatha rite. Ephatha is the word that Jesus spoke to the deaf and mute man, and it simply means be opened. And when I do that rite today after the baptism, I'm going to say these words. The Lord made the deaf hear and the dumb speak. May he soon touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. And as I'm saying those words, I'm actually going to touch Carter's mouth and ears. It's a symbol of what is happening, that he is being opened up into this relationship with God, and that his ears really would be open and his mouth really would be opened. Our mouths to talk to God, our ears to hear the word of God. But this isn't just some empty symbol. I think probably 99% of people, when they see this and when they hear this, they say, well, that's cute, but none of us hears God's voice. I really think 99% of Christians think that is just for like a 1% population, that none of us actually hears God's voice. We might think we do, or there are those contemplatives in monasteries and convents. They maybe hear God's voice, but it's not for the rest of us. And I think this could not be more false. It couldn't be farther from the truth, that communication with God is a normative thing. It's a normative practice for any Christian, that we always want to be speaking to God. We always want to be listening for his voice. We certainly hear his voice in the scriptures when they're proclaimed or when we read them by ourselves. But even taking a step further, what's God saying to me? If he's truly present, if he's truly loving and existent in the world, maybe he wants to speak to me. And I don't think many Christians actually believe this, that God actually wants to talk to me. Now, I touch Carter's mouth and ears. We don't always hear God's voice so clearly with our ears. That's probably a misnomer, that if God's speaking to me, I'm audibly going to hear a voice outside coming in. But God still speaks. God still wants to communicate with each of us. I'll tell you how he does it normally, and I'll even use an example from my own life. Normally, God comes to us in my thoughts, in my feelings, and in my desires. If I'm a Christian in relationship with this God of the universe, if I'm his friend, and I'm free of any major sin or blocks in my life, then God uses the normal circumstances of my life to speak to me. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What am I desiring? I've heard it that these three are like the grammar that God uses to speak to us. And I'll use a personal example from my life. When I was discerning what it was that God was calling me to in a final way, I came to him in prayer one day. It was just a normal time of prayer. I was with the Blessed Sacrament in a church, in a chapel. And in my heart, I said to the Lord, my desire. Lord, I love you, and for the rest of my life, I desire to tell other people about you. It was that simple. I just recognized what was in my heart, that desire that he had given me to be an evangelist, to tell other people about him. In my mind, I thought that would probably be as a layman, as a married man, continuing to work with youth and parishes. But I communicated that desire to him in my prayer. And then, not with my ears, but just like I hear my own voice in my head, and you probably hear your own voices in your heads, or maybe you still hear your mom's voice in your head, or somebody else who's spoken something to you before. In my head, and really in my heart, I heard the voice of the Lord. And he said in so many words, I receive that desire, and I invite you, what about doing that as a priest? And it wasn't some forceful moment, it wasn't some scary moment even. It was a one where I recognized, I think the Lord's actually giving me something to receive right now. And then on the other side of that, I had some decisions to make. I had some steps to make. And with each step, I was discerning, and I was praying, and I was listening for God. What's this one like? What's this step like? Are you still speaking to me? What are my feelings? What are my thoughts? What are my desires as each step of the way? This moment of prayer actually was probably about 7 years before I became a priest. And so it wasn't like I became a priest overnight. It wasn't like my life changed completely in an instant. But it was one recognizable moment where I was able to communicate to God something in me, and then I was able to hear him speak something back in me. This isn't just for Isaiah, who hears the voice of God in the reading today, that he's his servant. This isn't just for the psalmist who says, here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. This isn't just for Paul, who says he's called to be an apostle. This isn't just for John the Baptist, who said he heard the voice of the Lord say, whoever the Spirit comes down upon remains, he's the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. It's not just for these extreme examples. It's not just for the 1%. The Lord wants to use each of us. He wants to speak a word to each of us in a normative way, and not even just once in our life, but daily in our life. So I invite all of you today to maybe shed this misnomer that only the contemplatives hear God's voice. Each of us is called to a contemplative life. Each of us is called to communicate those thoughts and feelings and desires of our hearts to the one who loves us and made us, that we, with the psalmist, would say back, here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.